a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
Yummy, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yummy, take it into my gym like Yanni Wanda. I mean, it's only hit the top and see yaga. I mean, y'all bitches better y'all like Ariana if they ever.
What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we gonna get into it. I'm Lee.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. As usual, we're gonna go ahead and start with some hot topics, y'all. I guess we could start with Sherry Shepherd having an opinion on Sexy Red.
It loves great conversation because physically, okay, I'm practical. You can't be throwing me up in the air.
So you don't want Pound Town.
No. No. I just heard the lyrics to that.
Pussy pink booty.
Oh my God. I was like, what are these girls talking about nowadays? When did talking about your booty hole be sexy to people?
You got
when...
to have her on daytime TV.
No. Because she's going to be like, this auntie, okay, gone, old lady. What is wrong? When did just getting money and get showing your booty hole to dudes become sexy? So me, I come from the school of let him imagine something. Don't just come and show him every day. When did your booty become like the emphasis now?
That's not fair though, because our generation was like that. Lil Kim and Foxy.
Yes, we had
and Trina
our we had our wild
yeah,
side.
It was like that too.
But I just feel like these girls, we don't have anything to balance it. Because back then, when you had Lil Kim and everybody, you had Latifah going UNITY.
That's true.
You had Queen Penn. You had Lauryn Hill.
I mean, you have a Rhapsody now, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think you have enough. Love a man.
Not specifically her, but I guess just female rap in general. But the question, it kind of went into Sexy Red. And she was just like, oh, my generation, we left stuff to the imagination. I don't see why a man didn't know what your booty hole looked like. I really don't know what to say, because why hasn't a man seen your booty hole, I think, is the real question. Y'all sound boring. Anyway, that's, yeah. And so Charlamagne was trying to be like, oh, you know, in our day we had, you know, Foxy and Kim. And she's like, yeah, but we also had Balance. We had Queen Latifah and, like Lauryn Hill. Mind you, anytime we say Queen Latifah, like when they're trying to bring us up in their argument, they only can name UNITY.
Right.
All right. Was y'all really listening to her? Because she switched to acting and never went back. But okay. Okay.
I guess that's how they met her, so they gonna stick to that.
That wasn't like her first song or nothing. That's just like her
I
biggest
know,
one.
I know, but I'm just saying her as
yeah, you
know,
that's all they could ever. That's all they could ever.
I can't really tell you any other Queen Latifah song.
Right, exactly. It makes sense for us to say that, but like that's your girl. But that's all right. Anyway,
that was the gatekeeper.
That was the balance. That was the influence. But y'all don't. You can't tell me. Explain the influence. No shade. I love me some Queen Latifah. Acting wise, because
right.
I don't know her
acting
music.
Acting wise, love.
I don't know her music.
And but, she gonna eat up a rap.
She's gonna do a little 1-2 in the movie. You know what I'm saying? On the soundtrack, the rolling credits, she gonna eat it up. Stop right. it. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. But I mean, that's like normal. I feel like my mama would probably say the same thing. So like, I guess. But like, it's giving hater.
It's giving old.
Since we're talking about Sexy Red, we can go on and move into Ebro making a tweet.
I don't know who worse, him or Envy, because they remind me so much of each other. That's probably why
exactly.
they
the bald headed beige men, they're gonna stick together,
right?
They're gonna stick together. So if you guys didn't know, somebody posted a sex tape of Sexy Red or whatever on her Instagram, and so she said that, you know, how upset she was about it, she wasn't the one who posted it, all of this stuff. So he tweets, sad Sexy Red is hurt by the sex tape leak, but it's actually on brand based on the music, still terrible though. So someone replies and said, this is like saying she got raped because she wore a mini skirt, you're a weirdo, Ebro. And he responds,
oh, he said, basically, he was saying her song gives porn anyway.
Yeah. So it's on brand.
Got you. So it's on point, basically, for something
right,
like that.
Right, like, it's giving what did you think was going to happen type vibes is what I felt when I read it. And so then he responded again, was like, huh, revenge porn is terrible. Her raps are porn. Both can be true. You didn't make a point there. I'm trying to.
Yeah. Okay. I'm maybe he would make a point if he just said
the synapses were not firing with that one. Because what?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out like what else he could have said.
Exactly, because it doesn't make sense. His point was baseless and like irrelevant to the fact that somebody leaked
his activity. To make the point that he said
that she made. His point was.
His point was the basically what he said. The song gives porn, so what did you think was gonna happen? That was your point. That was your point on saying that, because I'm trying to figure out what other things that he have said.
There's nothing else. Yeah,
like, so he could have said her music freaky, but not equated that to, oh, that's why that happened.
Right.
That makes sense.
The logic is not logicking for me. I just don't understand. I don't understand why he said it or what he was aiming to gain with that, because it doesn't really make sense. Like, you know, so because if you're a rapper and your music gets leaked, well, you're a rapper, so it's gonna get like what? I don't get it. Are we just doing that for everything? Like, what? It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
And it was a little bit gross. Because he's like a radio person, I guess. I don't know why I'm having beef with certain people in the industry and their hot takes. He's always one of them. He's always one I just could never get jiggy with. I don't get rock with him.
Right, yeah.
He be saying stuff and it's like, why are you here? Who asked you to be here? That's really where did he come from? Why, like, what?
They've been around for a long time, but right, they don't get
I get that. They don't answer the question. Because who are you?
I don't know where you come from.
That, who are you? Like, I guess you're just like a radio person who just got like famous or whatever, but it's just giving, why are you an authority? Shut up. Thank you. Yeah. Very much was not feeling that comment, but that, I think is all we really have on Sexy Red, so I don't want to keep going. Let's get into a next topic here. Jordan Craig, who is Tristan Thompson's first baby mom, her sister made a post basically talking shit about Tristan being a bad parent and a deadbeat dad, and doesn't like the fact that he's getting credit for being a good parent, but it's literally only for the kids with the mama that he likes. Right. Mama that lets him keep fucking her.
He don't even see the last baby.
He don't see the last baby. He stopped paying child support for the first one. So what about it? 2 out of 4 is bad. That's failing. I'm sorry. That's only a 50%. And so this all kind of came to a midst because Kim, I guess on the new episode of their show or whatever, Kim was giving him his props and saying how he's such a, it's hard not to like him because he's such a good dad and such a good friend, and he's even stepped up to help her with her kids when she was going through her divorce.
Now that's crazy.
Right? She was like, he picked Sane up from school or something and would take him out to eat and stuff like that. And the sister's like, you're doing all this, but you're in the same city as my nephew and don't even speak to him, see him, stop paying his school tuition, so you don't even know what school he goes to now. You're just a legend. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Picking and choosing. And I recently said something about that, like, as far as showing favoritism. I cannot stand people that show favoritism towards their kids or do for some
especially when it's just over beef with the mama because you like this mom or because you're with this one. You do more for them than you do for the ones you're not around or not with. It's crazy.
Right.
Because I don't got nothing to do with them. I mean, it never does. But that's like, you literally just are being an asshole.
Right.
And yeah, of course Kim, of course, didn't say anything, but why would she?
So neither, I mean, she won't.
They don't acknowledge it. They pretend they don't exist. They don't. So as far as she's concerned, he only has 2 kids and those are the 2 that he takes care of.
Exactly. And he's a great father to those 2.
To those 2. Shout out to them, because that's literally all that matters is them half white babies. next topic. Stop talking about this man who literally no one knew who he was until he got with Chloe, even though he's a NBA player. Did no one? I never heard of him.
I mean, I did because I'm into basketball, but that's the only reason. And he was on the same team as LeBron. If he was not on the same team as LeBron,
he wasn't a starter.
Back in the day.
I'm talking about like in the past 4 years, 5 years.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Prior to what, Chloe? Like, that little...
Tristan is like a guard. He like gets rebounds. Stuff like that. He gets Tristan a rebound and passes the ball. Tristan, you're trash. Tristan is trash.
Period. next, I guess we can talk about this Bow Wow and Keisha Shantae situation. So, the way Keisha tells it is that Bow Wow saw her picture in the Sony office. They were both signed to Sony at the time. And he was like, he wants her to be the lead in the Shawty Like Mine video. And so his people reached out to her people. Woot, woot, woot. She gets there and he ends up asking her to hang out or come to her hotel. And she's like, nah. And then she said, next day when I showed up to set, she sees a trailer for Angela Simmons. And she's like, what's going on? We'll do it. And then her people are like, oh, he doesn't want you to be the lead anymore. And she ends up talking to Chris about it. And Chris is like, well, you'll be my lead. It's fine. Well, whatever. Cool. That's her story. Now, Boward, Mr. Woward, sitting in his vehicle, is telling his side of the story, in which he says him and Keisha are close. They spoke like a few weeks ago. If he was the way he used to be, he would just be going off right now and screaming and telling all her business, because he knows some things, but he's not gonna do that. I'm gonna pause. You want a fucking flower for that? You want cookies? Because saying that you have tea or you have whatever, but you don't want to say it, is to me a threat.
Let me just say this. When anybody say that, oh, because I could really just do it.
Just do it. Because it just sounds like a hollow threat.
You better have the right receipt. Don't
pop and hot.
Listen, don't pump fake with me.
Be a bad bitch and put an ad on it. Because why would you do that? It's really giving sassy. But anyway, that's not how it happened. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then he goes in to say that Sony was the one who wanted her to be the lead, just to try to, because she's a new artist, and to kind of like,
and I
basically
didn't even know she was an artist.
Apparently, yeah. To help, this was gonna kind of help like soft launch her into the industry, so to speak. And he didn't want that, which is not uncommon. That happens all the time. At least back in the day, if you would watch old videos, you would see, like watching it back, like later, you would realize, oh, that's that person, that's that person. Like they would put them in videos.
I just seen Drake, Baby Mama, in Twerk It video with Busta Rhymes and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, they'll always be in that. Like, they'll just always be like having cameos and music videos and various like degrees and stuff. So that's not uncommon. I don't know why he was acting like it was just some weird, unheard of thing to be happening. But goes on to say he picked the individual that he picked because they had a rapport, and that's who he wanted. The fact that he didn't say her name, Angela Simmons, is shady. I don't like that. We all know who you're talking about, so why wouldn't you say that girl name? What's the beef? What's the tea? That's the tea you should be dropping. That's what we want to hear. Because what was the point of that? But anyway, he wanted Angela to be in the video, so that's who he picked, and that's what happened, and it wasn't no thing. And even if he had invited her to to hang out, he always does that with his leading ladies. First he said he doesn't even remember that. Then he said, but if he had, he always does that with his leading ladies, so it wouldn't be a thing. And he wouldn't be upset about it. Like, he was just contradicting himself the whole time. I'm gonna enter the video because I don't remember exactly what he said.
Right, because she know, like, I know I have so much shit on her. And then I wake up and then I see some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just straight bullshit that First and foremost, I just spoke to Keisha 2 days ago. I speak to Keisha all the time. All the time. Right? And I'm not here to... I'm not going to go low. I'm not going to... Because the old me would have spazzed out. I would have gave y'all exactly what y'all wanted. I would have went on a big crazy rant. I would have just went... I would have smashed her. Right? Because she know... Like, I know I have so much shit on her. But I would never do it. Right? So... picked the phone, I called her, we spoke. Definitely banged it on her though. Like, where is this energy coming from? Like, that's if we're gonna tell the truth, let's tell the truth. Like, the reason why you wasn't the main girl in the Short Like Mine video was because at the time I felt like smashed her, right? Because Sony was using me and my platform to blast off a new artist on the label, and they were forcing her into the video, make her to, like, no, it don't work like that. I wanted a certain individual to do that. Why? Because I knew the person and it was just the right thing to do. Right? So that was that. I never picked her. I don't remember none of that stuff. And I'm sure if I said, yo, let's hang out, it wasn't on that type of time. Because for me, any girl that does a video with me, if you're my main girl, I'm always going to invite you somewhere or something. Like, it's dinner if I'm going out to the club. Like, just so we can build chemistry. Sony was using...
He was very much contradicting himself. And it was just giving... What was the... You weren't clearing anything up. There's more questions now than there were before. You should have just kept your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything to say?
No, I mean, I said what I had to say as far as, like, when he said, oh, he could have did this. I mean, okay, a part of me, some people do change, and maybe he's saying the old him would have lashed out or whatever. But like I said, if you ain't finna say it now, what's the point of saying I could have said shit or whatever? That's irrelevant.
So, I do not know if y'all can hear. I was gonna say, I do not know if y'all can hear my sister screaming in the background, but if you can, I apologize.
I can't. But yeah, the whole Angela thing, to be honest, that is so, like, catty. Him and Angela relationship has always been catty to me. Like, he real deal getting in his feelings. You know, they say small man syndrome is real. So hey, but love you, bye wow.
Anyway, I guess we can go ahead and talk about your girl, Miss Darisha Kitty. She posted a picture where she's wearing a t-shirt with a neo-Nazi on it, Sam Hyde, aka a super gross, racist, ugly ass motherfucker, right? First of all, he's ugly. So why are you wearing a t-shirt with that ugly ass man? She does like ugly white men, so I'm not surprised. But, like, anyway. So people are calling her out on it, like, why would you do that? That's ridiculous. So then she reposts the picture, like, just of her face, like, cropped out the shirt, mm-hmm. and then captioned it with, like, 15 eye-rolling emojis. I'm, like, gonna tell you this
now, but y'all are getting on my nerves, and I'm still gonna wear that.
I'm gonna tell you this here and now. I listened to her album for this show, but I will not be listening to that white girl's music no more. And I'm saying white girl because she's a Nazi sympathizer. So she can't be anything but white. Because that's insane. Y'all let it slide the first time when she was telling her to call her the hard R, rolling around on the bed, putting her feet in the camera. They let it slide, all right?
Okay, so let me say this. Did you not really want to deal with her with the whole demonic thing, or you didn't really care to even...
I wasn't gonna listen to her music, like, this album at all, till you suggested it. I didn't care. Like, she'd been kind of rubbing me the wrong way for a while, so I really didn't have any intention on listening to anything else. But I'm just going down the list of, like, things. Because, what the fuck? There was that. Then there was, she's dating the Predator. And blocking people and saying, I don't care what y'all think, woot woot woot. And then made a whole song about effing him in public. Then... there's the whole demonic thing once the album came out. And then it's this. So, it's just giving self-loathing. in a way that I don't respect. Because if you like to deal with weirdo, creepy men, cool, whatever. Then you want to deal with weirdo, creepy men who hate half of you. And if we're being honest, her mom is Jewish, so they really hate both of you. They really hate you as a whole. But because you're the cool black girl, they rock with you.
Right.
I don't really know what more to say. Like, I remember there was a whole bunch of discourse a few years ago when she made a comment about not liking her hair or whatever. And I was like, I get it, though, because she's white. I mean, her mom is white. We saw the school photos of the blowouts, so she clearly didn't learn how to do her 4C daughter's hair. So she was looking crazy for a good amount of time. So I understand why she wouldn't like it.
She did not like it because nobody knew how to style it right, you know. So
that they ran a blow dryer through it with no grease. But it was looking very puffy.
But I feel like that was the start. I feel like if they would have taught that girl how to do her hair young, she would have loved the biracialness that she's in, because you are black and white. But it's definitely given white lady. It is. And you know, I love Doja music. Her as a person, you been knew I was trying to like, because I had unfollowed her and stuff, but I will say she do make good music. And I do have a hard time separating the music from the person. I will say that I'm firsthand at it. I'm terrible at it. I will listen. But with Doja, it's just, yes, it's you tripping. But I do love the album, but you tripping.
I didn't love the album, but we'll get into it. Yeah, so
I enjoyed it.
She's now earned a hater in me. Welcome to the club. I'm gonna make a list.
And I'm so shocked because you used to love Doja.
It was a gradual thing, but
after the whole thing. But she was definitely fucking.
Yeah, I used to rock with her. I've actually been listening to her music for years. If I'm being honest, like before she blew up.
Right.
So,
you've
earned a hater in me. Which I guess was your point and your goal. So congrats on succeeding with that one. You've successfully isolated all the colored and people with a heart.
And then you know what else is with Doja though? Doja doesn't give a fuck. She don't care. And
because she feels this
way. She knows.
That's what she likes.
Even in her song, when she said, talking about my tweet and my Twitter, when I still ain't gonna take it back. She said something, I can't even think of the lyric now that I'm saying it. But she basically, bitch, I said what I said. Yeah. That's what she was getting. So.
She's earned a hater in me for life. I don't care if 5 years from now she's all pro black and woke and woot woot holding hands with Dr. Umar, I will continue to bring this up. So like,
remember that time
you wore that shirt with that white man? Remember when you started fucking on that white man who's
that
president?
Man is a Nazi.
Yes. So you're gonna start hearing her music blasted at all the KKK rallies in town because she did this. This was clearly her goal. You can't convince me that wasn't her goal. There's no way around it.
And I hate that. Do you feel like I ain't gonna get into that. Because I feel like all of that, how she is as a person just stems from her childhood. So I ain't gonna put it into the because I was gonna say, you think like the whole her with this whole demonic and Illuminati thing, but Doja, that's just how she felt. Like you said, back then when she was calling them the hard R, it was always given that she was always like this.
She was raised in a really white product.
And started showing us again who she is.
That she don't know her daddy. She was raised in a really white part of California.
Oh, right. So she don't even know her black family.
Right, she doesn't know her black side. So she was raised in, like, a white environment. She was the only one of the only people in her area. So I feel like that just is contributing to the fact that she doesn't rock with us. and we can't rock with her. I'm also gonna need you to stop saying nigga. I'm gonna be very honest with you. Looking you dead in the face right now. If I catch you and I hear you saying it, I'm gonna
well, like that said, come in the chat room. Let's talk.
Come real
quick.
Close. It's gonna be a, come, right in your face. Close. Stop saying it. Stop saying it.
Oh, we can go down a list on people stop who need it. To stop saying it.
Can't deal
we,
with it.
We already, go down.
I brought it up before.
Y'all's right.
Fave.
But they give them a pass, so hey.
I refuse to give people passes. I refuse. I don't care. I don't care if you got a black baby. Guess what? If I catch you saying it, I'm going to slap you.
I don't care
if
you got
child.
A black baby, Erica.
That. I will slap you dead in your face in front of your child and let them know you a bitch. Don't play with me. All right. That's enough of that, girl. Whatever. We could talk about Jack Boy and Krishan. It wasn't like a whole end
thing. Last one.
No. We still got your fave. But Jack
I
Boy,
forgot. Okay, yeah.
Jack Boy's ex girlfriend, I guess, made a video talking about how he used to abuse her. He went live responding to it, and then was just like, basically trying to say she's trying to play the victim. You're trying to be like Krishan and play the victim. And so Krishan heard it and tweeted it. I'm just gonna read the tweet. Jack Boy, shut your ugly ass up. What I got to do with you beating your bitch up? If I was her, both of us would have black eyes, not just her, with your small ass and your dreads would be pulled out. And that ain't how you say my name either. The fuck? Because he said that was funny. He said Christine, or yeah, he said Christine.
Motherfuckers be faking it. Like, you don't, what? You don't buy a motherfucker a Birkin, I'm a fucker. Try to play the Christine role or some shit. They'll try to blue face it, like try to be the victim out here. Like, hey, you ain't no motherfucking victim. Like, and I got love for motherfuckers, so I ain't gonna talk too bad.
Yeah, that was really it. It's not too much. He ain't say nothing after that, but I just thought the tweet was funny.
Right.
And also, why are you bringing her up? Anyway. With that, let's go ahead and get into this last little things here. Y'all's fave little rapper, Aubrey, had an released his new album or whatever. He makes too much music. I'm sorry, I can't keep up. I feel like he just come out with music like beginning of the year.
But you know what? To be honest, let's be fair. With Drake, I feel like with him, he puts out. How Drake does it, he puts out like little, not that mixtapes are real anymore, but like mixtape little albums. So he'll put out like a little mixtape. Cause the whole one with, you know how sticky it get, you talking about that whole thing, right? That he dropped, that whole
little
album.
I haven't listened to a Drake album fully since.
He did just drop that, but that was more so like a.
Yeah, he dropped that. Then he had the one with, 21, right? That was an album, right? A full album?
Well, yeah, you're right. That was a joint thing, but For All My Dolls was already planned. Alicia, let me continue to do that.
Then he had this one, so it's just like, boom, boom. It's too much. It's not just Drake. You know, I've said that about other people, too, when I feel like they're oversaturated. Yeah. Let Me Miss You? When I feel
which
like it's too
much. Which is what he's gonna do. Which is what he's gonna do, because he said he's not gonna come out with music for like a year or two.
A year is a long time. It's not a long time. Dropping an album every year is a lot of music. Be for real. That's a lot of music. He was doing that at one point. He dropped an album every year. Like, it was like 2018, 2019, 2020. Like, dang, girl. Chill. Anyway. He dropped the new album or whatever with the little face. I guess that's his son who drew that. It's giving demonic to me, but whatever.
It's okay. Giving demonic, because what the hell is that? And why did you tell him that that looked good? Or I would have, girl, if JJ would have drew that, I'm like, ew, what is this?
Somebody on TikTok was like, that looks like them drawings they make for that lady, talking about when they're in therapy. And they
no, for real.
Her feelings.
The drawings that you're like, oh, Timmy, what is this?
Yeah, that's what it's giving. But either way, he dropped that, and Joe Budden was not a fan of it.
This is like Yachty rapping. This is like he rapping for the children. And that's my, yo dog, I had to look up how old this was when I finished listening to the album. You are 36. Your birthday is in 20 days. I Googled that too. You are 37 years old. Get the away from some of these younger niggas and stop these 25 year olds. I'm listening to the album. Yo, you're a 37 year old billionaire. I get it that you appeal to the world. Loving about Cole. Like, my shit is happening in reverse. Like, with Cole, he used to rap about kid shit. I'm a grown ass, like, real Jersey City. I don't want to hear how you lost your virginity. And then he started to grow up. And then the rapping sounded like an adult rapping. I'm want to hear adult Drake rapping for adult people.
No.
He basically said that it felt like childish. It felt like kiddie, like immature for a damn near 40-year-old man to be like making or whatever. He felt like Drake could be making better music and has made better music, and he just wasn't a fan of this one, pretty much. To sum it up,
I'm gonna give his opinion on everything that comes out.
Right.
You know,
right. I'm gonna insert it.
So let's, you know.
I don't know if I'm gonna do all of them, but I'll do the one, at least the snippet that Drake responded to. And so, oh boy, Sassy Queen felt a ways and made a very long post or comment. No, he posted it. He posted it, the clip, and then captioned it. Legit, a paragraph long caption that I will proceed to read for you now. Okay. At Joe Budden, you have failed at music. Period. He put a period. That's why I'm reading it. You left it behind to do what you're doing in this clip, because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke living check to check, and raps you write had 450 men showing up to shows in dusty ENYCE, I don't know how to say that, jeans, to screw up their face to that mood music, 29, and pretend that you are the GOAT. Please, to any artist that's doing what feels that, there's no punctuation, so I'm sorry. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is the poster child of frustration and surrendering. You were tired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. We know.
Why is he doing this?
We know you for doing this. You withdrew from rap to not cause you accomplished
all Drake you wrote to this do. Himself. Drake wrote
very
this
much himself. So. Very, it's a very long sentence. Accomplished all that you need to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I want anybody in their generations to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion thing is real. This man is projecting his own self-hate and the fact that I don't continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need it put in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions. And then Joe Budden responded and said, at Champagne Poppy, you'll grow up sooner or later. Father Time is undefeated. That was it. Whew, I need to take a deep breath.
Let's be real here. And you know I love me some Aubrey. You know I love him. Let's be for real, though. I kind of feel that when he said, when Joe told him, get some friends your age. But let's be real here. Drake be out here like he's a 25-year-old nigga in the streets with money, jewelry, and all the hoes. Do Drake except not give that? Did he not
he's like dressing that? Like a baddie. except when he's dressing like a BBL baddie with hair clips and a little jacket and a little soft life pose. I don't feel like Joe Budden's critique was invalid. I don't think he was really coming for him to wear Drake.
That's what I'm saying. He gives his opinion on everybody. So maybe if it was something unrelated to music.
Right.
And even then, like he has a podcast that he gonna talk or whatever. But my thing is, I don't think he would just talk about Drake just to talk about Drake. I honestly don't think Joe Budden even cares about Drake.
I don't think he does either. He in the
about one him of the clips, as such. Like, yes, y'all
about liking Drake how he used to.
Right. Like, yes, y'all have beefed in the past, but Joe Budden definitely gives me, like he said, his response to Drake was so Joe. You're gross.
Right. Joe is, for the most part, he's pretty fair when it comes to reviewing music. Regardless of if he rocks with you or not, if he thinks it's tight, he'll say it. If he don't like it, he'll say it. If he likes you but doesn't like the music, he'll say it. So it's like, I don't feel like it was an invalid reaction if he felt like the music was childish, and I can't speak for it because I haven't listened to it. Why are you so offended by that? Except maybe you feel the same way? Was it that the hit dog was hollering? Literally? Is that what was happening?
It could have been that, and it could be that maybe Joe name ring bells, basically. Like his opinion matters, but he know people will listen to the opinion.
Right.
So it could be that too. It could be because y'all been beat already before.
Be knowing he be doing clout wise. So that could be it. Yeah. He could just be reacting. I feel like that was a lot of a reaction for...
Yeah.
It felt personal.
He gave literally a lot from that one.
Literally, it felt like
that hit you in your soul.
What it feels like. When he said that at the end, talking about some I own a 767, he lives in a modest home. Like, girl, boss. That was like a housewives read if I ever heard one. Yeah. You know Karen would have said that.
No, Alicia went, Eva was like, I have a house.
Right.
Said, girl, all of us got a house.
It was very much giving a nice look. Karen Huger, Grand Dame, I got all this with the Black Bull Gates. What you got is what it was giving. The whole read. That's what it was giving. So shout out to Drake for learning how to read, because that was interesting. I don't get that. Last little thing we're gonna touch on is him throwing shade at our fave, my fave, Rihanna. Clearly still pressed about
Rihanna, but yes, she is your fave.
Clearly still pressed at the fact that she ain't want that man for obvious reasons. But anyway,
after the fact, let's not do that now.
She never really claimed him, though. The clip I have in here proves she never really rocked with that man. He literally was like, when at the VMAs, when he was giving her award or whatever, he was like, you know, I've been in love with this woman.
She did back up from him.
She backed up from the kiss. And then when she's giving her speech, right after the spin, he's still on stage after saying he loves her. She goes, I love my country. I remember it. I was watching it in real time. And I thought that was the most hilarious thing I had ever heard in my life. Because thank you, Drake. Love you too. She didn't any of that. She literally just went into her speech. I love
but
my country.
Be real. Rihanna, she may have cleaned up her outer side, but Rihanna is still a savage.
That's what I'm saying.
That I was a savage.
That's Rihanna what I'm don't saying. Play she never claimed that man.
She do not.
She
play
covered it. Up that's the matching tattoo.
To be honest, that's why I'm so shocked that she is in this whole relationship making babies with A$AP Rocky, because Rihanna don't play the radio. She left a billionaire. You think she...
He was a prince. She left a prince. She left an actual prince. But
I will never forget when they, them pictures that came out and she was cussing him out, and you could tell she meant every customer.
Listen, she's a Pisces, child. But yeah, so the lyrics are, it's a little fuzzy, John. I can't read that.
Okay.
That could never be me. Girl can't run me.
Don't know why I'm moving.
Better him than me. Better it's not me. I'm anti. Yeah, that sex. Yeah, and the sex with you is average. Yeah. Yeah, and the sex was average with you. Yeah, I'm anti because I had it with you. I'm anti like your daddy's sister. Anti like a family picture. I'm better. I had a way better bitch than you, to be honest. Yeah, that man, he's still with you. He can't leave you. I read that terribly, but anyway, I'll insert it. So yeah, throwing shots at Rihanna and the fact that he's very much upset that she
Do you even want Rihanna? Didn't you say in the beginning of Slime You Out, the girls want you, but you got a schedule to tend to. Drake, let it go.
Like people have brought up, found other clips. I've tried to find them now to insert them. When he basically said that he did want to be have a family with her and shit. So,
right, and I watched that, but because I watched that episode because he was talking about Kanye on there too about the whole him playing Pusha T. Kanye is messy, but
he's a Gemini.
Right. I didn't know that's who he was talking about, though.
Mm. Yeah, it's just there. It's weird, though. They've been he.
So was it giving? He didn't want to start a family, or she was trying to, and he did.
I felt like it was giving. He wanted to settle down with her, but she wasn't on that type of time at that time, and now she is. Is what I got from it, but. I could be wrong.
No, that's coming from a place of hurt.
Even that he's a little hurt. He never covered up.
And like we said, A$AP Rocky, let's be for real, A$AP Rocky is fine. But we did not expect Rihanna to be popping out babies back then.
Right. Right. They, the video they were talking about, like the shark imaging and stuff that he's using in his shows, is the same shark that he has tattooed, which is the tattoo that he had matching with her. She been covered hers up, but he still got his. Like, yeah, it's just giving. He's good for bringing up exes who are very happily moved on. Serena.
Very happily moved on.
So I feel like he's just butthurt over these. He is a pick me.
He is.
Drake is a pick me. He wants to get chose. And he has not been. And he's upset about that.
But he don't pick nobody.
Right. Because he dates 20-year-olds. Why the fuck would they? What do you mean? He be sliding a 16-year-old. Let me stop. Allegedly. Actually, no. Those came out.
It
but
is.
Anyway. He be in some young gals DM sometimes. So, yeah. They not gonna pick him. They living life. And niggas pushing 40.
Okay. So old. Wait, he's 35? 40? He ain't 40.
Not 40, but I think he's pushing 40.
38. 30.
He's 30. No, I think he's about to be 37. Joe Budden said he's about to be 37.
Oh, okay.
Drake is 36 40, right boy. Now. His birthday is October 24th, so he'll be 37. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it for Hot Topics.
We've been on Hot Topics for a long ass time.
Yeah, we were just talking about Drake's ass. But yeah, let's go ahead and move on into our docket questions. First question this week is, can your partner be friends with an ex?
You want me to go first?
I'm looking at you.
Okay. So, I feel like yes and no. Yes and no. And I only say yes because my child's father, we're cool as can be. We have a kid involved, so maybe it's a little different.
But
we're very much okay. No,
you're not. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna just hang out with him.
Okay, yeah, no. Okay, so I don't want to be that girl, okay? Alicia know me.
I know she's going to be that girl. She's a tourist.
She know I can be a little jealous. She know I can get jealous very quickly. So I really want to say no, because what is y'all friends for? What y'all need to talk for? What is all that for? Like, you can be, I'm not saying you can't be cordial with your ex, but like, real deal friends. Now, sometimes it can be different if y'all started off as friends and then, you know, y'all break up. Whatever the case may be, if y'all are mature enough to handle a type of situation like that where y'all just friends or whatever, but you know, niggas always got a side eye you. Anyway, but yeah, long answer short, no.
Okay.
I don't feel like it. Because I'm not friends with... I don't even have exes anyway, to be honest. But, yeah, I ain't friends with no guy that I have talked to.
Oh, did I tell you this? I forgot. I'll tell you later. This is a side note, but it's okay. Kind of related, but I don't want to say it on here. For me, no. Honestly, no. What are y'all friends for? Friends is crazy. I knew you were gonna be shocked by that answer. I don't, like I said, y'all can be cool, y'all can be cordial, whatever. Right, like y'all can still follow each other. It's no beef. But why are you talking to that bitch?
Right.
You wanna be with her? That's my immediate response, I promise you. Yeah, and that's coming from me, a not jealous person. I don't be caring, but it just gives being friends with them is wild. Right. Like,
do you want to make it work back out?
They don't got to be no beef. I'm not mad if it's right. Like,
don't got to be no beef. Because if it is beef, yeah, but, then I'm be like, what y'all beefing for?
Right. But, it don't got to be no talking on the phone, no texting really. Like, why are you texting? Texting. Like, a DM, fine. Texting, why isn't she blocked? Right. Especially if you're like in a new situation, like not blocked, but like, why are y'all why are you texting my phone? Because that's gonna be my first response if someone's hit. Why are you texting my phone? So yeah, it's gonna be a no for me, dog. I'm always think that's strange, and I'm gonna be side eyeing the hell out of you.
Right.
I be looking at the motherfucker while you typing it, so don't make me have to go through some things. Cause what's going on? Yeah, I'm not cool with that. But anyways, next question is, are your stepchildren your responsibility?
Stepchildren, for me, is giving that you're married. So yes, they are your responsibility. But I feel like stepkids can definitely be in the terms of a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. How I feel is, if you're with someone that has kids and y'all are staying together and they're coming over to your home, they're going back and forth between both homes and you and your girlfriend are staying together, in some shape, way, or form, I feel like you're somewhat responsible for that child, even though that is the whomever the boyfriend may be is the dad or whatever, and you're not the biological parent. I feel like if you're finna deal with somebody with kids, you have to really think about that beforehand. If you don't want to be the stepmama or play that type of role in a kid's life, then you need to think about that before you deal with somebody with kids. But I feel like they are your responsibility if you are married. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do feel like they should be your responsibility if you are married. Girlfriend, boyfriend, like I said, I would definitely look out, you know, and stuff like that. But as far as what goes on with the child, I'm all for his mama, and you need to talk about that. You get what I'm saying? Because that's not my biological child, so I wouldn't get involved in things like that. But I would definitely look out. But as far as them being your responsibility, if y'all are not married, no. If that makes sense. I want to make as much sense as I'm... Because it sounds wrong, like, if y'all just dating, they ain't your responsibility. at some point, no, it's not your, they're not your responsibility. You, like I said, help was the key word. You can definitely help your boyfriend out, your girlfriend out with their kids and stuff like that. But I feel like it gets deeper as with them being your responsibility. Once y'all become one, then they become your responsibility as well. But some people look at it different when they're just in a relationship. But then again, it'd be girlfriend and boyfriends that stand together, you know?
Right.
Not just staying separate. So that's just how I feel. So, married, yes. Not married, look out, do what you can, do, you know? But at the end of the day, no, they're not your responsibility.
I kind of agree. I feel like you said, if you're married, then absolutely. If you're not, but it's a serious relationship, like you said, y'all are staying together or
right,
what have you, then yeah. And if you don't like it, then you, like you said, shouldn't be fucking with somebody with kids. I put this for a reason, and we'll get to it later on. But I promise y'all, I've been going back and forth with people for like a week on TikTok comments about this shit, about this, because it was just like, for y'all, I was like, y'all are some ditzy bitches, like, for
wait,
real.
What happened?
So it was somebody had like screen recorded Peach's live, and she was basically going in on one of her husband's older other kids, because yes, he has more than 7 kids, because she has 7 with him and he has at least 1 or 2 from before her, or outside of her or whatever. And so she was talking about all this. She ends up like going in on the kid. I'm gonna see if I can find it and put it in here. But she was like, that's why your mama, you're on food stamps, y'all stay in Section 8, your little $300 child support, that don't mean nothing. Blah, blah,
that's
blah,
what
blah,
Peach
blah.
Was saying.
That's what Peach was saying, yeah, about two or about his oldest son or whatever. And my thing is, I literally commented that.
Family thing that's going on, Charlie.
Uh-huh. I literally commented that, and I was just like, I got all this money. I made $80,000 in one day. Woot, woot, woot. Why is this nigga only paying $300 a month in child support? That's crazy. If that's your actual husband, like, that's why.
I don't even know if she was lying about that. It's hard to tell.
That's why I said if. Because yeah, we can get into it. And I'm going to get into it later on in the episode, honestly. But she, yeah, I was just going back and forth, bitches in the comments. Those are his kids, and woot, woot, woot. I don't got nothing to do with my those are my husband's kids. But I was like, y'all are ditzy as fuck. Like, y'all, going in on these girls, because it makes no fucking sense. I'm like, you married this nigga, so you knew he had other kids. How mm-hmm. is that not your responsibility?
Right.
You sound gross. And when he inevitably leaves you and gets with the next bitch, she gonna say the same thing about them little you got running around here.
And Peach will gladly be going back.
And that's not, I mean, not even, not, I'm not talking about Peach no more. I'm talking about the bitches in the comments that was arguing with me.
Oh.
Because what the fuck? They were backing it up. They're like,
right, but people like that, now that annoys me. Like, I don't, to be honest, I even say something like, if girls be like, when it's just like, when it becomes, okay, so sometimes, like, they can feel like as if the kid is annoying, or that kid is not there, so they don't really care. This should just nip it up really quick. If I see that I've never been the type, you can be there for mine, but I don't care if you're a deadbeat to them over there.
Right.
That's like the not my thing. So I definitely, when you dealing with somebody with kids, it's just a different ball game. And I don't play like that, because I have a kid myself, and I feel like even if I didn't have a kid, I would know that ain't right, you know? So yeah, said all that to say that don't wish nothing on them, like, oh, that ain't mine and this and that and that. But what if it was though? And it could soon be. Let's be for real.
Let's be very for real. But anyway, that's gonna wrap up Docket Questions this week. Let's go ahead and get into this review of Doja Cat's album or whatever album. Go ahead, friend.
Okay, so I did enjoy the album, as you all know. I feel like I said, I may not too much care for Doja as a person, but I mean, she be talking her shit in the music, so I gotta give her that. I really enjoyed the song that London on the Track produced on their Ouchies. I really like that song. I really liked Agora Hills. How do you say
Agora it? Hills.
Agora Hills. I really liked that song too. It gave me like anime, like it can be in an anime show or something. It was just giving very like anime. And I really like the freestyle song. What else I like? I feel like for that album to be no features and just Doja, I do feel like it did good. I feel like
it needed a feature.
You feel like it did?
And I feel like it needed a feature. It was boring.
I will say, like, as far as the type of, it was given different, like a different, she was taking like a different turn kind of with these songs, but it was still given like Doja sprinkled on it, basically, if it makes
sense. People were saying it was going to be like rap heavy and woo doo doo. I don't feel like it was.
Some songs,
but the album as a whole was not. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well,
it was just,
I wouldn't even say some, I would say a couple. Like, where she was just, you know, rapping. Like, it may have, like, little song, like, little melodies and stuff, but
the only song
you would be thinking, like, a whole rap.
Yeah, like, I just thought it was going to be more
rap album, no.
Right, because that's what people, the rollout was giving, that's what people were saying, like, industry people and stuff. Right, industry people and stuff are making it seem like it was going to be like that. I listened to this before all of the recent shit, so don't act like I'm just hate. I already didn't care for it. Like, I was like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad time, but I could not picture myself listening to it again. The songs I liked, the two I picked were Fuck the Girls.
I really liked Fuck the Girls. I did.
What was the other one? I'm looking at the track list. I don't know why I can't remember which one. But I did like Agora Hills too, but can't wait. What's the other
one? I knew you was going to say that. Because that's what I was just thinking. Can't wait to be alone.
Yeah, those were the ones I liked. But I mean, again, I'm not gonna be listening to them, so I just feel like it was all right. It got, looking at the like charts and shit, it didn't go number one. It went number two on the hip hop and R&B. I mean, the hip hop charts and the rap charts, and rap album charts, and then it went to number four on Billboard 200. Which, are you surprised? Not that the album itself didn't go to number one, but that Doja didn't get to number one.
Right. But you know what?
I'm asking.
I mean, it's kind of too late. I mean, it's never too late. People can try. People can make a comeback however they want. Will people accept? It's either will people accept it or not. But with Doja, people don't fuck with the fact that, first of all, besides the whole, I think the Nazi thing is pushing people to the edge, though. They don't play about the whole Nazi thing. You can do all that demonic shit and stuff like that and disclaim God and be 666, but once you start with the Nazi, oh, bitch, you pushing it. You're taking it too far. But with Doja, I feel like she going in the wrong direction with acting like you don't care about your fans, because literally, what would you put out for music? What you putting out music for then?
Right.
I mean, I know you're on the label, but let's be real now. Like, if nobody ever streamed your music, you would go nowhere. Your music would go nowhere. So she needs
some
to stop
people
acting.
Are trying to say she's doing all of this to try to get out of her deal or whatever, or to get dropped from the label.
I doubt it. She's making them plenty of money. Why would she? I doubt it.
I know a lot of people. Not a lot of people. Some people were trying to like sell their tickets to her tour now after all of this, and saying that like it's hard.
And my best friend was just talking. We was just talking about going.
Yeah, people. Well, you can get them on resale for cheap because people are saying that they're gonna they're reselling, trying to resell, and they're not going like that. So you probably get them half off.
She better stop because Doja was definitely that girl. Everybody loved them from Doja. She going in there.
So yeah, people got mixed reviews from what I'm looking at, like from different publications and stuff, but anywhere between a 6 and a 9. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But I won't be listening. I don't know if y'all are. Shout out to music in general. I'm not shouting her out. Fuck her. Yeah, that's it. You got anything else to say, friend?
I don't.
Okay, real quick, let's talk about how do you have difficult conversations? Because for me, I definitely feel like I'm either going to say something immediately or I'm never going to address it. I don't know. I don't have it.
Girl, as long as I just saying, I will literally, if I, my thing is, I feel like I be too much in my head. Because I was literally just like saying, like, how do I face like important like topics? And how I am, I'm kind of like that. If I don't ask right then and there, I'd be wanting to ask later, but then it's like, Maxine, why would you ask later? And it was just right there in front of your face and you ain't saying
anything. Yeah, it just depends. Why if it's still bothering me, like, I feel like now I'm getting to a better pace because I used to be way more, like, mean and blunt. And shout out to Bae, who thinks I'm not mean. Anymore, he was like, I don't think you're mean, you're crazy, you'd just be saying that. I'm like, it's so cute you think that.
I love that anyway, he don't think that.
He just doesn't. You haven't seen that, and I love that you haven't seen that. Shout out to me. Hiding the crazy for so long, it works, y'all. I'm playing. Anyway, I feel like I used to be really bad about that, like, just I'll just go off and, you know, kind of go in a bit. And so then I had to kind of like rein that in. So now I feel like sometimes I have to, if I feel like I'm too mad and I'm going to really go off and I don't necessarily want to, I'll have to like just give it a couple days. And if I feel like addressing it in a few days, then I'll definitely double back, because if it's on my chest, I gotta get it off of me. But a lot of times I don't be staying mad for long, so I be forgetting about it half the time, like until you piss me off again. Then I'm like, and you did this.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, when we had the question, because I didn't have an answer last time, really. What is something petty that we do? Oh, I will, and this is something petty that I do. I will literally, like, if we didn't talk about something, but it was something that did bother me, and you kind of don't know, you kind of, you know or don't know, like got a little clue but don't really speak up on it or say nothing, and you think like we all good, I will give you the coldest shoulder ever. I will still be texting you and be like, yep, okay,
yeah, you be doing that.
Yep. And it's just,
and like why would you hit not me and be like, she never even
you should have knew what the hell I was talking about when he it was in my head that. But yeah, I feel like I'm kind of getting better with speaking out on things, just a little bit better, slowly but surely, because I was terrible at it. I did not know how to have a conversation as far as like face to face at all. But I feel like I'm getting a little more better stepping out of the shell, because, honey, something bothering you, you gotta speak on it. Ain't nobody gonna know.
I feel like certain hard conversations I will avoid if I can. I literally told my therapist like that I was gonna have a conversation with a certain person before I saw him again.
Didn't do it.
Like, did you talk? Like, surely didn't. You should have knew better.
This is all, boy.
Try again. Huh?
This is old boy.
Yeah. Telling old boy about new boy. I told my therapist I was going to do it or whatever. That never happened. Part of it wasn't my fault, but I wasn't upset about it either. He ain't hit me up, so I ain't going to address it. But yeah, stuff like that, I'd definitely be avoiding it. And yeah, if I feel like I can't, if we're cool and I feel like I can't, I don't know how to say it without being real bitchy, I'll just let it go. Because sometimes I don't know how to not. I don't have a good, nice, nasty. So I just have nasty. That's why I be having my mama say stuff to some people sometimes. I definitely used to. I'm like, Ma, this lady.
Or if I don't know how to say it, Alicia, so how would you say it? What would you say? Like, how would you break it?
Yeah. It's easier when other people are, like, doing it for
other people. Like, yeah. And then sometimes it's like, I know what I want to say. It's just the fact of me telling you in front of your face. Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll be having it thought out and everything. What I want to say, what I'm going to do, and get it in front of you. And it's just like...
I like to confront people by text message. I have time to plan everything out.
100%. I will go off on you in a text message. In your face.
I've definitely dropped some news in a text. Bad news in a text message. I didn't even remember I did it until they brought it up. They're like, you said it in a text. I was like, no, I did it. Because that's mean. And I went and looked. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't do that. I'm so sorry. But you had to know. That's something I think I need to work on, and
we both gotta continue to work on it, because it is best in person anyway. You get the person live reaction right then and there.
I'm a ghosting person. I'll just ghost you. Like, you'll just never hear from me again, and that's terrible.
That is terrible. I'm the type, I have never ghosted nobody. I have, however, giving hints like, yeah, I know this ain't it or whatever, you know. But whether they take that hint, that's up to them.
It depends on what they do or how like annoyed I am with them. If I just block them or I just ignore them, I'll give hints, quote unquote, like I'll respond 4 days later or something. But it's not always intentional, though, for those of you listening. If I have gone 4 days without texting you, sometimes I just be forgetting. But not always. Anyway, that, I guess, will wrap up that topic. Our last little thing we're going to touch on. Let's talk about an influencer that annoys you, or a person, an internet personality, whatever you want to call it, that annoys you. I already was talking about mine, but I'll bring it up more because I can get a little bit more specific. Mm-hmm. Fucking Peach McIntyre.
You know what? Deja ain't gonna like this. She is a part of the Peach.
I'll be telling her content when it's the kid shit. Like when she's going to Sam's Club. Right. When she's going on the internet crying about how her mama called her fat when she was a kid and her sister is jealous of her and her man, and that's why she gonna defend him and the fact that he was in the slow classes. I just can't get jiggy with it. And it just drives me crazy. And that's why I didn't like it.
Sorry, y'all used to be my annoying dog.
I don't hear it. That used to be all I would see. Like, that's used to be what would pop up on my For You page, was her, like, in them, like, annoying shit. So that's why I never used to like her. Then eventually I started seeing, like, the kid content. I'm like, oh, I get why I like it. And with Phenomenal and Amazing Life and Gorgeous Choice and Purpose and all her children's names and stuff. But, yeah, like I was saying earlier, she literally was on live talking shit about her mother-in-law, and she started going in on the kid. And it's just like, she literally like, oh, that's why you got all this money, but you're happy laid up while your nigga is not taking care of his other kids. But you got all this money, allegedly. Got all this money but couldn't afford to give refunds for the classes that you didn't complete. Literally said the words, I don't have any money to give y'all these refunds. Where's the money, LaShondra?
Baby and her 7 kids.
Yeah.
Her husband.
With her husband that she's never gonna leave. I looked it up. She got a lot of domestics too. I'm looking it up to see if they're really married because I was curious. So
they are legally married. I'm pretty sure they were married.
They are. I just need to check because it was... the math wasn't mathing at one point. I needed to look it up. What I did, so yeah, I saw in the court record, just you know, I found all of that shit. And I'm curious to see how she really got her start, because when you Google her name, top thing that comes up is her being in some like apartment fires from like 2017 and being all over the news about it. Her real name is Peaches.
Sister, I don't know if you know.
I never see anything about her family until she addresses it. So she brings attention to the fact that I don't follow any of them.
Akasha Bentley, the one that's a woman now.
I have no idea.
But that's who she was really going at it with.
I never know that there's drama until Peach brings it up and brings it to her platform. And girl. And if you think I'm gonna...
I know she ain't go to that funeral yesterday.
It's a lot. If somebody was like, her great-grandma, what was she? She started having a trap... Her great-grandma's house was the trap house. It's a lot. But she be bringing it up. Why do we need to know this?
Deja was saying, she said how Peach is... She be going off topic. She was like, Max, I'm finna show you this video. Watch how she go off topic 5 different times and go right back to what she was talking about. So she was like, cause the sister who is now a woman, the real name, her birth name is Pierre. So she was like, she always be like, Pierre, Marcellus, McIntyre. Like she call him Pierre. She don't call him Keish or whatever. So right. She was like, and then here's Akasha Bentley. They made sure her name was spelled right, but his real name is Pierre. Here's Isabel, because she was going through the obituary because she didn't want her name to be in the obituary. Did you see that video? Well, she ain't want her name to be in the obituary or whatever like that. This is still stemming from the family problems, and they still put her in there. And she was just like, and then this is my sister Isabella. She don't got my daddy last name. I don't know who raised her. But yeah, this is her dad. This is my sister. Like, it's just like she was selling out and going back and selling out and going back.
Yes. It's ridiculous. And why is her son a junior when he already had a junior?
And that's another thing.
That man got 2 kids named after him.
That's another
her
thing.
Her son is the second one. Her Gregory is the second Gregory.
That's weird.
Weird as hell.
But that's another thing. She said, my name is Peaches. She said her full name, Peaches. She was like, my dad said that he always wanted to name his daughter Peach if he ever had one. And he just felt like that was a real cute name. My mom was the one that allowed him to do that. Mind you, I have 3 older sisters. So why their name weren't Peaches, I'm not sure. But anyway, I said, some things just don't be making sense.
Right. I feel like she be getting on my nerves and do it too damn much. But
she get on my nerves. Like you said, she get on my nerves with that husband bull crap. I scroll right past it. I don't want to see
what happened.
But Peach, if you watch some of her videos, because I'm like you, I don't get into Peach, don't really care for her. But when my friend do show me some of her videos, I have a little kiki. But yeah, I'm not a part of the Peach Patch. I did tell her the other night I may become a Peach Patch just to watch those funny videos. But as far as her, she aggravates me.
Very much so.
Well, mine, I picked, I'm not sure if you know Deshawn, but not Deshawn, his sister. Brooklyn Frost. Deshawn Frost. Yeah. Brooklyn Frost gets on my goddamn nerves. She's so childish. Like, she just... I don't know. Stuff she be doing just be rubbing me the wrong way. And then, especially when she had broke... I don't know her and her boyfriend history or whatever like that. But
I know her boyfriend not black and he be saying, nigga. I know that. Keep going.
He black?
That man ain't black. The one that be on Messy Monday with the bun? That is
with
a
the bun? With the afro? I thought that was an afro.
Are we talking about the same? He with the tattoos and he got the like numbers right here? Don't do this. You know who I'm talking about.
No.
Keep talking. I'm gonna put the picture up here, y'all. Tell us in the comments.
Look at right now while we talk. But
I am. From then.
The sister, they basically were arguing one time. Well, they weren't arguing, but they was like recording, and she was like, you just mad because you're Alicia, you definitely used to get this petty. But she was just basically like saying like stuff like about him, like that's why this and that's why that. But it was like deep stuff that he probably told her that he didn't, that, you know, he probably wouldn't expect her to do. Like I said, they a YouTuber influencers, so they could be fooling me. That all that could be planned or whatever. Ain't no telling. Okay, well, he ain't looking black right there.
That's what I'm telling you. I don't think he is. I think he's just
Rickon. Okay, well, yeah, I thought he had a black daddy at least.
I think he's just Rickon. But he's from California. You know, in California, they be letting them say it. That's what that is.
Gotcha. But yeah, she does too much for me.
Mexican, black, Samoan, and Native American.
Okay, so he is black.
A quarter.
Well, but yeah, she's childish to me. Both of them are childish. But for that little situation, I just felt like, cause she just like was basically like on camera, like just saying like hurtful things, that it did look like it hurt his feelings or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I don't know if they was fooling me or not, but it was just giving like, she's done other things as well, but she just gives me very much child's play. Literally, she gives me child's play, and she's annoying, and I'd be tired of seeing her, because you know I'd be following a lot of blog pages, so I follow the Shade Room teens, and sometimes they'll post about her, and it's just like, she's annoying. Which I think the opposite from her brother, because I think everybody adores her brother.
I don't know, honestly, I don't be seeing too much about him. When I see him, I think he's corny, but I think a lot of those YouTubers in that little area group, age group, be corny. So,
King Sid, all them.
Yeah.
Very much.
DDP, all them. But
DDG more with Damien. You remember Damien and Bianca? Oh my God.
But DDG be with Deshae and them?
He do. You right. He do. Well, I was just saying, as far as like, when DDG there was on
those YouTube. Are corny too, though. Damien and Bianca, they was corny as fuck.
They were.
And the other one, the only couple Jen I actually used to like was Ken and Deera. But I did used to like King and what? Queen back in, not King and Queen, what's that boy named, Chris and Queen, back in the day.
I was on them heavy, but I ain't even gonna lie, I was on Bianca and Damien heavy too, way back in the day though.
I only used to watch Deera and Ken.
When I started realizing they was playing us and like just playing us,
yeah,
that's when I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm done with this. I think the first time they said their YouTube got hacked or some shit, and they went like to this big office, and they was like, the people was playing a prank, and they was just like, wait, what kind of prank is this? What kind of prank is this? I'm just like, oh yeah, they full of shit,
right?
Because I was so invested like into the whole thing. I'm just like, they full of shit,
Corey. But yeah, that's really gonna wrap up this episode this week. I want to thank y'all for listening. Sorry we missed last week. We'll be back next week with a lot of hot, spicy tea. As long as y'all cause some drama and some mess, I'm gonna need one of y'all to go slap one of your faves in the face. Do something, because the blood is hot.
And another thing, it's not that we don't want to talk about Chris. Jet Boy got me about to mess up her name. It's not that we don't want to talk about Krishan and Blueface. It's just
it's too much.
An ongoing issue.
It's never gonna not be something going on.
We would literally have to do a whole pod just for that.
We could do a whole podcast about
that. We could. So it's just give us more tea.
Give us more Blueface tea.
We don't want to talk about happening.
Yeah,
but trust me, we see what's going on with them. We just don't speak on it because it is what it is, you know. But shout out to Christian.
If y'all hear my sisters, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on today, but let me go ahead and get out so we can get this uploaded. Love y'all. Be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, rate it, all that, all those things. follow us on TikTok and Instagram at I Don't Know Friend.
Yep, and follow us separately as well. I will have to make sure I make my page unprivate.
I'm not gonna.
I really don't want to make my page unprivate. Just follow I Don't Know. Period. Max LaShawn, if you do want to follow me, and I will accept you forever underscore W's. Alicia?
W's underscore forever.
I almost had it. So, yes, and that's the mess, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye. They ever trying to knock up, put my foot up in your cocker, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take a dollar, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a, rock a, rock a, get in.